And now this is a dictation for Clark, Clarke, Everett, E, V as in Victor, Errett, June 17, 2000, address as a letter to Madison Mackenzie, Mackenziepac, 989-953-5329. Dear Madison, follow-up for Clark, has a stage 5 chronic kidney disease from obstructed uropathy and urinary bladder retention off dialysis, last visit in March. Restarted transitioning on testosterone shots every 2 weeks. Comes accompanied with significant other. Test to be eating well, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Still doing catheterizations, stable volume without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No abdominal back pain or fever. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, or PND. No major edema. Denies smoking alcohol. Denies drugs. Minor degree of pruritus, but no rash. Medication list review. Notice blood pressure, nor vas, losartan. On phosphorus binders, on vitamin D125. Some problems of constipation, giving Miralax. Next paragraph. Blood pressure today, 150-268 on the right side. The left side, the AB fish to la open brachial area without the Stilling syndrome. No respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3. Respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal or back pain, no edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Anemia, 12.7. Creatinine, 7.5. GFR will be 7, stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus, 7.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5, obstructed uropathy, presently off dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, AB fistula open on the left brachial area, no Stilling syndrome, continuous self-bladder catheterizations, no need for EPO treatment, increased Renvela to 2 each meal. There has been some issues of non-compliance. We discussed about diet selection. Presently, no metabolic acidosis and no problems with potassium. Continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He is aware of the side effects of transitional medications for gender dysphoria with testosterone, monitoring blood pressure, some of the constipation from the Norco. Miralax should be appropriate. Previously was evaluated for renal transplant. At a younger age, there were concerns about her the bladder not emptying, and no further workup was done. She is thinking about restarting evaluation. This, however, will need urology on a tertiary center, not locally, with the expertise and the coordination with the transplant center, what is considered acceptable. As far as I know, they will not do a transplant with self-catheterizations. I'm not sure if they will consider a suprapubic catheter. patient and significant others understand that we are going to restart dialysis based on symptoms. For a short period of time, they tried to do home hemodialysis, but there were problems developing the buttonhole needle placement. Wife is willing to do needle placement. She's not afraid of needles as she has diabetes. Continue educating the patient. Chemistry in a regular basis, coming back in 4 months